Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here in Herb Talk. That's right. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. Magical Engineer Frank and I are going to empower you. We're going to be talking about bowel inflammation diseases. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you definitely want to avoid this. So we'll show you how. And if you have the problem, we'll show you how to get rid of that. And also, we're going to be talking about supplements, you know, good, bad, ugly, all that good stuff. So lots to talk about and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. And I'm praying, like all of America, I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, and I'm praying for truth and justice, just like Isaiah asks us to. Isaiah 59:49. I can't remember now off the top of my head. I think it's 59. But Romans chapter 2 says, we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth. So we're going to get truth one way or another. eventually. So, but I pray for righteous leadership in this land. We desperately need it. And I run into people all the time. And they, you know, they mention, you know, standing in line at the grocery store, the post office. They, you know, sometimes they bring up politics. And I was at my mechanic's the other day picking up a vehicle. I had it to be inspected. And, you know, we got talking about that. And he said his mother was all enthralled with Mrs. Clinton. And he was not. And he was trying to show his mother why he was not enthralled with Miss Clinton. And I said, well, you know, if more people read scripture, they'd know that the Lord, when he's angry at a nation, the Bible tells you he gives you a female ruler. Yeah, I know. Don't kill the messenger, but that's just the way it is. So, you know, you think it's worse now. All right, I'm done talking. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, here we are. All right, hospitals. Oh, hospitals, you're finding all kinds of ways to survive the Affordable Care Act. We've reported how they're looking for loopholes, you know, like not admitting people, you know, keeping them under observation so none of that gets under the Affordable Care Act plans. It's all out of pocket for the patient. Well, now, because the deductibles are going up so high under the Affordable Care Act policies, U.S. hospitals are now attempting to collect medical payments before the services are rendered. Uh-oh. Many people, many more than ever before, unwilling or unable to pay their medical bill balances. So according to CNN Money, Americans today are having to foot much more of the higher bill in percentages than before. They gave an example. 5 years ago, an individual with an employer-sponsored policy had a deductible of about $800. Today, that same plan is over $1,200. So it's a 50% higher. So what they're saying is the Obamacare deductible is significantly higher than the private coverage. So basically, under the Affordable Care Act, people are getting deductible sticker shock. The lower level enrollees, according to the report, those that signed up for the bronze or the silver plans, pay deductibles anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000. So these bronze plans, according to Deborah Lowe, she's the administrative director of revenue for Wexner Medical Center in Ohio State. She says the bronze plans are scaring a lot of administrators because the patient liability is so large. Patients are unaware they have these high deductibles. So consumer cost of Obamacare is higher than typical private insurance because this cost is applied to some of the poorest members in society. So somebody's got to pay. And Obamacare patients are simply dodging their hospital bills. So hospitals are attempting to recuperate at least some of their losses, responding to, you know, billing the patients early, like when they arrive, you know, not when they go home. So Obamacare enrollees are having to take out loans to pay their medical bills. Right. So this is Lucas Blue Shield Richard Gutenberg. He's president of Healthcare Financial. He says it's far more difficult to get $2,900 from an individual patient than from Medicare programs or Blue Cross Blue Shield programs. And he says, consequently, healthcare providers are now treating all patients as if they're about to eat a meal without paying, you know, like it's equivalent to dine and dash. So today's high deductibles are tomorrow's bad debt. Thank you, Obama. Moving along in the quack report. But, of course, that was all planned. You know that it was. You know, he'll leave office and the destruction continues. But let's talk about what's up next. Oh, blood test that can reveal your true age. Mm-mm-mm. Not for any of the Hollywood types, I bet. But anyway, difference between your biological age and your chronological age can be different. And also, they say it could help them predict cancer risk. Scientists at Northeastern devised this blood test that measures 71 blood DNA markers, which impact a person's environment and lifestyle. So changes in your genes work out. They can be spotted in the blood test. And they can use use that to see how quickly a person is aging. So factors that they say are speeding up the aging are smoking, drinking, poor diet, you know, eating junk food, and air pollution and other toxins that are trapped inside the body. So for the first time, these scientists at Northwestern Medicine in Chicago can show the difference between an actual age and a biological age. So they're using that to predict diseases like cancer. Get this, though. They said they found that when a body is 2.2 years older than their actual age, there is little chance of surviving cancer, in their opinion. Well, that's if you're under medical science treatment. I would agree. Now, the discrepancy between these two ages appears to be a promising tool, they say, to develop, you know, early detection tests for disease. And you know what? Who's going to be tapping into that is life insurance companies. Yeah, get ready for a quick denial. So research was published on this in the Journal of eBiomedicine, if you want to check that out. And last but not least in the Quack Report, science is proving that garlic can decrease dependency on antibiotics. Do tell. Oh, yeah. Garlic, for centuries, the plant that was employed by naturalists all over the place as an antibiotic, a natural antibiotic. So these recent studies are now saying there's this compound in garlic is 100 times more effective against bacteria than drugs, more effective than erythromycin or cipromycin. So they say also garlic's 1,000 times more potent at piercing the protective outer layer of bacteria than the drug chemicals. Well, yeah, because garlic's a complex product from God. He crafted that, see. You know, it's his chemistry. He's got the copyright on that. But anyway, it's more complex to deal with these complex bacterial and viral infections, whereas your antibiotics are just one or two dimensional. So two other published papers on this. Researchers from Washington State say that the Department of Applied Environmental Microbiology, their analytical chemistry department, found garlic kills E. coli and Listeria. There you go. Food-borne pathogens. Great natural disinfectant and preservative as well. So there you go. Garlic. One of God's panaceas. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. All right, we're going to be talking about bowel inflammatory disease. I know your favorite thing, but hey, this is going to help you sidestep so much misery. Now, in the healthcare realm, ulcerative colitis is an inflamed bowel with complications usually. So ulcerative colitis is caused, I believe, by poor food choices and use of prescription medications that destroy your friendly flora in your digestive tract. But rather than change the eating habits and strengthen the body and detox all the drug residues out, patients line up for the latest drug for their sick gut. And we're going to talk about one of their new drugs out for this in a little bit here. So we're going to take a little look at this fairly new medication for the millions with ulcerative colitis and also Crohn's disease, which often is confused. Ulcerative colitis, sometimes people confuse that with Crohn's disease. They're similar yet different. So we're going to take a look at that. And we're going to see if this drug is safe. Is it a cure? So let's check it out. First of all, we're going to look at some of the statistics real quick. Ulcerative colitis is kind of ballooning into this tragic condition for like 1.4 million Americans. So the condition, also known as Crohn's disease, is an inflammatory bowel disease as well, and it affects the entire bowel, whereas ulcerative colitis usually only affects the large intestine. So according to health authorities, inflamed bowel conditions have increased 74% since the 1990s. So medicine reports that there are 57,000 people that are admitted to the hospital annually on an annual basis with these conditions. So Crohn's disease often attacks patients early during their ages of 15 to 30. So college students are prone to inflammatory bowel disease, mainly, you know, due to their poor eating habits, consisting of convenience foods and lots of fried foods. So in a majority of the cases, if people change their lifestyle, the condition can resolve itself. So the statistics show that males are slightly more prone to inflammatory bowel disease than females. And one statistic showed that patients with these conditions are becoming younger and younger. Canadians seem to have an epidemic on their hands, reporting some of the highest rates in digestive malfunction and disease. And we're supposed to believe, where the Canadians are concerned, that it's not diet-related, but it's more altitude-related. Now, that's just stupid. All right? That's what we're told. All right, let's look at Crohn's up close. Crohn's disease. In medicine, any word with itis at the end indicates an inflammatory condition. So Crohn's is defined by medicine to be from an immune system that's attacking the healthy flora of the digestive tract. So without the healthy flora, you know, gets rid of it, inflammation occurs, and then the walls of the bowel thicken. So medicine is really not sure why this occurs. Well, could it be from the over-prescribing of medications, which, you know, negatively influences the immune system and your digestive tract? Ever think of that? I believe that's the reason, and the poor food choices. However, medicine hints that Crohn's is more likely to be an inherited weakness. So medicine also blames Crohn's disease on an environment of high stress, and in particular in developed countries. Well, as mentioned, Crohn's involves the small and large intestine and includes symptoms of abdomen pain, diarrhea, weight loss, inflammation of the ileum, which is the small and large intestines where they connect. And it's most often involved there, especially. However, this condition starts at the stomach and the small intestine then moves on down to encompass the entire digestive system, known as gastroduodenal Crohn's. So patients have problems with things like appetite, weight loss, nausea, vomiting, severe abdominal pain, and cramping. So when the disease largely affects the large intestine, there's this acute diarrhea and fatigue. They get night sweats, fever. They have rectal bleeding, joint pain, and even skin lesions. So if the patient is a female, it's going to disrupt her menstrual cycle. And children with this condition have delayed development. So Crohn's can produce ulcers to form on the intestine, which kind of like acne. And these are toxins that can't leave the body fast enough, and they produce these fistulas or ulcers. So colon cancer can be a complication of this disease, and medicine will prescribe immune system suppressants, anti-inflammatory drugs, and pain drugs. They'll run blood tests. They'll do fecal tests. They'll schedule endoscopies, sigmoid endoscopies, MRIs, and CT scans, you know, and possible surgery to remove any infected disease tissue. Approximately 70% of patients are led down the hall to surgery, and 30 to 60% of them are going to need additional surgeries. So patients are told there's no cure. And why would the medical establishment promote a real cure when inflamed bowel disease brings in an average of $20,000 a year per patient? If you have a very severe condition, that'll net them $60,000, and the top 2% nets them $300,000 apiece. So medicine says there's no cure, and it rebukes the suggestion that the condition is caused by diet, because that means you could control it and get rid of it, see? Yet, guess what they do? They instruct patients to make good nutritional decisions, as it's critical during their recovery phase and can reduce their symptoms. So it is, but it isn't, about diet. Which is it, medicine? Well, if we had, you know, to add the ulcerative colitis statistics with the Crohn's disease together, we'd have $1.84 billion spent on these no-cure but symptom management treatments. Well, let's take a look at the ulcerative colitis for a minute. According to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, Inflammatory bowel disease started to materialize before the Civil War. Well, okay. The Civil War was around 1861 to 1865, somewhere in there. And the spike in sugar consumption started to rise in the 1700s, but took off in the mid-1800s. So the sugar and the stress element in our lifestyle, well, in that timeline, it fits, okay? However, the Crohn's and colitis conditions were not official medical conditions until 1875. They didn't even get an official medical name until 1932. So antibiotics were being used as early as 1911, with penicillin in mass distribution by 1932. So the symptoms of Crohn's are acute diarrhea, rectal bleeding, pain, chronic inflammation, weak intestines, and the toxins in the colon cause these this massive swelling or enlargement of the intestines. So the complications of having a sick digestive system are going to be this: red, itchy eyes or eye pain, mouth sores, swollen, painful joints, skin lesions, rashes, bumps, sores, ulcerations, osteoporosis, kidney stones, liver conditions like hepatitis and cirrhosis, and blood clots. Okay. There's a lot there to that. It'll take you out in a skinny minute if you're not careful. Well, let's talk about this new drug. The new medication on the market to address inflammatory bowel disease is Entyvio. Have you heard about this one? It's all over the TV. Entyvio. So it is mainly prescribed for adults with ulcerative colitis when conventional drugs have failed, but patients with Crohn's disease are also taking it. So it's documented as a drug to try to contain symptoms and limit or reduce the need of steroid drugs. So the drug is promoted as improving the lining of the large intestine, and patients are told their symptoms will improve and that their disease will be in remission. You know, that word remission can be misleading when patients think they have been cured, when it merely reduces their symptoms only. So documents on the drug warn not to take Entyvio if you recently been vaccinated or if you have a long-term infection. And the drug is not to be taken if you have liver problems, tuberculosis, or if you're pregnant or breastfeeding. So let's check out the common side effects. Okay, so let's say you have bowel disease, inflammation of the bowel, and you're going to take this drug, but here's the common side effects if you take it. You'll have induced cold symptoms. You'll have a headache and fatigue, joint pain, back pain, extremity pain, nausea and fever, upper head infection like sinusitis and throat pain, cough, bronchitis, rash, and itching. Well, that sounds delightful, doesn't it? Now, here's the serious side effects. Okay, you risk this if you take Entyvio. Severe allergic reactions such as swelling of lips, tongue, throat, and face, shortness of breath, trouble breathing, wheezing, dizziness, feverish hot feeling, heart palpitations, infections, producing fever, chills, muscle aches, coughs, runny nose, sore throat, shortness of breath, red and painful skin and sores, tiredness, pain during urination, liver problems, dark urine, yellowing of the skin and eyes, and last but not least, progressive multifocal leukoencephalopathy, which is a rare viral brain infection which produces disability or death, and there is no cure. I want you to note, though, that people with inflammatory bowel disease are often given immune system suppressants, which make them weak. And the drug manufacturer of Entyvio says that patients with weak immune systems are more likely to develop these severe symptoms, especially the rare brain infection. Huh. Wow. So what's the mortality factor? Well, according to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, Crohn's disease has a higher mortality rate than colitis. The death rate, they blame it on cancer complications and other complications such as heart disease or urinary tract disease. That's where the mortality is, according to medicine. But what's your risk factor? Well, statistics bear that there are more cases of Crohn's than ulcerative colitis. And if you listen to the medical health authorities, these conditions are too hard to predict who would be at risk. They claim the conditions are so complicated that genes and the environment play a role, and it really can't be predicted. You mean to tell me that after all the historical data, the correlations to stress and sugar intake and the reduction in food nutrition since World War II, which has skyrocketed the number of these cases, and they don't know? Well, what can I say? Stevie Wonder can see that lifestyle is the key. Hello? Let's read some quotes by Hippocrates. Let your food be your medicine and let your medicine be your food. And he also said, if you are not your own doctor, you are a fool. I like him. Well, let's look about some generational issues here. Because a lot of times your doctors will tell you, well, you inherited this problem. Well, if you have relatives who have suffered with inflammatory bowel disease, it could be likely that your body could have a weakness there. So in such instances, greater care should be taken to avoid unhealthy foods, trigger foods, smoking, excessive alcohol, and a sedentary lifestyle. So disease will often strike at your weakest link. So the weakness can be, you know, passed on because we tend to have lifestyles like our relatives. And science has shown that food influences our DNA for good or bad. So eating more raw fruits and vegetables and limiting the animal foods will have a greater, healthier impact than the drugs or the surgery. Here's some more quotes by Hippocrates. He said, all disease begins in the gut. And he said, healing is a matter of time, but it is sometimes also a matter of opportunity. Well, I agree with that. You know, because even if you I think it's time to detox. Basically, there's an opportunity. Because even if you do not suffer from inflammatory bowel disease, detox in the bowel is like having a pass-go card in the game of life. So the bowel is the last stop for toxins to leave the body, and it's important that this organ have, you know, be clean and toned so you have that free flow of toxins to exit. So if you have a sluggish bowel, if you're not eliminating but one or two times a week, well, then it's time to do a bowel cleanse, for sure. A sluggish, congested bowel can lead to disease in a skinny minute. So diseases like cancer, chronic fatigue, disabling chronic back pain, and some other things can result. And this is why I often refer to the bowel as the body's most important organ. It can mean the difference between the quality of a healthy life or disease and premature death. So now's the time to break those shackles of disease management and get at the cause, because cleanse away the toxins that which weaken your body on a cellular level, and then instead just supercharge your system with whole food nutrition. I call this the cleanse and nourish approach. Very simple, inexpensive, but it's effective. And it's within your ability to turn the situation around and take the power back. When we come back, we got more. We'll be right back.
BB Bumble and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, Twang and Eddie, Hisman Ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house of fire, poker, motion, poker, patches, deeper, purple satisfaction, baby, baby, gotta, gimme, getting hot, Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story, my Vista, Fuji, I'm a Kama Sutra, Rama Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre, Barry, Righteous Archer, Dilson, Harry, Shimmy, Jimmy, Coco, Poppin, Pats, back and Pina, Poppin.
Life is a rock, but the radio gold me, gotta turn it.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our extra strength pain relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, twisting the night away. Here's the man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go twisting the night away.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson. And, you know, I asked my engineer Frank for something bouncy. And look at there. He delivered. Thanks, Frank. All right. Well, the first part of the show, we were talking about inflammatory bowel disease, and I was going to tell you how to sidestep that problem. And right before the break, you know, it's easy to detox the bowel. It really is. First of all, you don't want to keep polluting it, so you're going to have to change the lifestyle. You're going to have to clean that up, stop the convenience, the fast food, and all that stuff. Then no junk food, and go to, you know, wholesome foods. You know, clean that up and detox your bowel. So if you're looking for a way to detox the bowel, check out the powerherbs.com. They do have a bowel cleanse kit there. I also recommend picking up the body food mix because as you pull toxins out, you want to refortify, and that's a good speedy way of doing that and give you lots of energy. So check them out. You can call them to order or call and ask for a free product catalog. The number's toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277 or thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And if you get a catalog in the section for cleansing, all the cleanses are listed in the order in which you should complete them for safety and success. So, and don't forget, they have money-saving coupons on their website, so check that out. All righty, so now we're going to talk about supplements. Are they good for you? A lot of people take supplements. I mean, I was growing up, my mom was health food nut, and we had supplements. And I don't like pills, though. I grew up with an aversion to swallowing pills because of that, I think. So that's why I like the liquids. We can hide them in juice, don't even know they're there. Or the powders stirred into a smoothie, don't know it's there. And you get what you need without having to swallow a bunch of pills that take forever to digest. So in May 2010, the United States Government Accountability Office was sampling and testing dietary supplements. They were checking for any potential dangerous ingredients, any deceptive marketing, and they had a report that they sent to the U.S. Senate Special Committee on Aging. And the report had some good information, but I believe the main purpose was really to help usher in more legislation over the supplement market through the FDA. So some may think that more oversight over the supplement products is a good thing. Well, you might want to ask, has the FDA oversight made prescription drugs less expensive and 100% safe? So, you know, regulation just pushes the cost up of everything. So we're going to take a look at this report and see how it's impacting your supplement products. So in their report, they tested some common herbs. They were looking for some hazardous contaminants. You know, they were looking for lead and arsenic and mercury, things like that, residues, you know, pesticides, that kind of stuff. So the negative health consequences from consuming these types of contaminants were basically based on a review of relevant health standards and discussions with FDA and the Environmental Protection Agency. So the study wanted to check these, you know, four contaminants in your natural herbs to avoid health problems such as, you know, arsenic known to increase risk of cancer, any cadmium known to increase leukemia and tumors, lead increases, you know, risk of lung, stomach, bladder cancer, and mercury causes insomnia, messes with your food, your mood, I should say, and can actually, in some cases, cause blindness, deafness, and renal damage. So according to the report, some basic herbs like garlic, ginseng, ginkgo, and chamomile can be life-threatening to the elderly because the herbs interfere with the prescription drugs a lot of these people are on, okay? So the report is stating about 85% of the elderly are taking at least one prescription drug. I want to say they're taking like 2 to 6, but okay, at least one. And so the report says that over the course of a year, 58% take 3 to more prescription drugs. So we went to 1 to 3. And so the report said Congress, they sent this to Congress, that there are no scientific studies that are supporting health benefits of these herbs, especially garlic. And that's not true. What a lie that was. The report stated, quote, there are no studies that confirm that garlic lowers blood sugar or increases the release of insulin in humans, end of quote. The report did not mention that the herbs they tested did not pose any risk of acute toxicity or contamination according to the FDA and EPS regulations and by the FDA pesticide analytical manual. So these natural plants can have trace amounts of some kind of lead, but are not considered toxic. So according to Steve Mister, president of the Council of Responsible Nutrition, he said, quote, with regards to the dietary supplement industry, it is not surprising that supplements may contain trace amounts of heavy metals because they are routinely found in other plants. You know, they come up from the soil, okay, or the water that waters them can have it. Sort of like your rice having too much arsenic in it, depending on where it's grown and what water is used. So the report was conducted from September of 2009 through March 2010. It was in accordance with the standards that the Council of Inspector General of Integrity and Efficiency wanted on your supplements. So they say there's no garlic study. Did you? You know, you heard me say that. That's what they said. So the report that they sent to Congress, no studies showing health benefits of garlic, especially where diabetes was concerned. Well, obviously, either they're blind, they didn't do their research in the area very well, or they purposely withheld really good information. So many of the studies that have been done have been published on garlic. A study published by the Evidence-Based Complementary and Alternative Medicine Journal showed that garlic restores antioxidants and reduces free radical damage involved in vascular disease, which means vascular disease is diabetes and high blood pressure. In this study, they took rats, fed them diets that induced diabetes and hypertension, then fed them garlic extract, 500 milligrams a day for 3 weeks. The results show that the blood antioxidant levels significantly went up in both the rats with diabetes and those with hypertension. And the rats with the diabetes, the increase in the antioxidants, well, their serum levels paralleled a decrease in glucose serum. And the rats with the hypertension, the systolic blood pressure was lowered. So the Department of Biological Science at Kuwait University also did a study with garlic and determined that the allicin compound in garlic had a definite power over serum lipids and lowered blood pressure in rats and high cholesterol diets. So the study reported that garlic had this direct impact on serum cholesterol, triglyceride, glucose, protein, systolic blood pressure, a direct impact, positive one. So the researchers concluded garlic may have a beneficial effect on the risk factors of arterial sclerosis and hypertension. The study also said they were using fresh garlic, if you're going to use that, just as effective at reducing the formation of these blood platelets for clots. Another study, the Department of Epidemiology and Healthcare Research at the University of Limburg, Netherlands, found that garlic reducing cardiovascular risks was confirmed if you use fresh garlic in large doses. They also concluded garlic may be beneficial in regards to aging and cancer due to its ability to offer more of the antioxidants. So this is why 1/10 of the medical literature states garlic thins blood, lowers blood pressure, and blood sugar. So Congress was lied to. Well, that's no surprise, right? People write stuff for their own purpose, their agenda, right? Well, let's look at herbs as your foods, because that's what they are. That's why they're considered food by the FDA. Herbs are just like your food. Where they are grown, where, how they're treated and harvested will impact their purity, their integrity, and it impacts the supplement that they wind up in. So the organic standards, I think, are under attack in order to level this playing field between organic and conventional food sources or conventional supplements, which I think, goodness, synthetic supplements are not foods to me. Herbs, just like conventional growing foods, can contain pesticides, residues within or outside the legal limits depending on, you know, the grower, the supplier, and so forth. So if you got herbs that are covered with anti-mold, antifungal, and 865 registered pesticides, it's very likely, unless you demand certified organic supplements, that's what you're going to get. Organic supplement manufacturers have been more vigilant in obtaining certified organic herb ingredients to their products. So more expensive, but pure, cleaner herbs. So when you're looking at certified organic, I think the key is to cut through all the hype and all the confusion when it comes to organic ranking. Ask for TILTH standards. TILTH, T-I-L-T-H, means that the herbs were grown in soil that had rested at least 5 years prior to the planting, hasn't had any fertilizers, pesticides, any kind of chemical fertilizers at all, no ethylene oxide gas, none of that stuff, okay? So it was purely grown organically, and it's going to be a very clean product in the end. Rarely, I've been in business 16 years, and when I get a TILTH standard herb shipped in, it is so clean. You know, it is just amazing how clean it is. All right, so I want to look at who owns a majority of your supplement companies. Corporations in China and the pharmaceutical industry own a bulk of your supplements sold in the U.S. A majority of these products are not made from plant material, but from synthetic chemicals. So there is this push to reduce or eliminate your plant-based and supplements through market takeover and legislation. Okay, so a health enthusiast, Jonathan Bechtel, he started his supplement company called Health Kismet, totally trusting the big supplement companies that do private labeling. But according to him, it was pretty fairly easy to cash in on the supplement market. This guy was just in it as a businessman to make a buck. He wasn't really interested to have an impact on and benefiting people's lives, you know, to make a difference and make a living at the same time. That wasn't his goal. He just went into a company that made supplements. He picked out a few recipes, had them private label it for him. And a majority of health store products are made and marketed by what I call supplement sharks, and this is what this is. So whatever is novel makes a bunch of money. This is the push that gets pushed onto consumers. So their heart and soul really isn't invested in the venture. And they're just in it to make a ton of money and then get out, right? That's what they do. Because they just take stock recipes that the manufacturer's already making. They don't have anything to do with creating something. They just take what's already being made and just, you know, crafting a unique label. How unique is Health Kismet, right? So why is organic important? Well, insisting on your supplements to be organic, it's real important. It's as important as getting 3 square meals a day. So researchers at RMIT, University of Australia, published some research in the Journal of Environmental Research, April 2014, regarding the non-organic foods and what they do to your health. So in their study, they showed that by removing the conventional foods treated with the pesticides and the synthetic chemicals that are in supplements, I don't really call them real supplements, but they're there, they said it was evident in the urine analysis within just 7 days. So there is this average of 6 different chemicals, phosphate pesticides, that are found in people's urine. And these chemicals are scientifically proven to be neurotoxins, and they attack the central nervous system, not just on the insects, but also in humans. So these chemicals block our enzymes responsible for neutralizing a lot of toxins and poisons. And pesticides and phthalates that you find in plastics and pesticides, they sabotage the human endocrine system. That's your hormone production. This is probably why people are having a lot of problems with their thyroid and their prostate and so forth. So people who consume conventionally grown foods and supplements which are not certified organic have low enzymes and hormone disruption. So add in the supplements which are not certified organic and you're going to have more of that disruption. Then if you're on an antibiotic, There you go. You got some more problems right there. The agricultural industry is spraying to kill fire blight on fruit trees, and the toxic overload is pretty enormous on folks. So the Australian study pointed out that even if we limit the conventional foods, the synthetic supplements, you know, have significant effects too. So watch the synthetic supplements. So if you want to get off the pesticide-laced foods and those chemical supplements, you know, reduce those toxins in the body, you could do that by 89% in just 1 week, according to the Australians. See how much power you have by making a few little changes. That's a lot. So organic diets improve your enzyme production in the participants of their study was also reported in their environmental working group report. They did have a list of foods to avoid. They called them the Dirty Dozen list, and then they also had the Clean 15 list. So you could probably pull that up online. Look for environmental working group and look for Dirty Dozen list or Clean 15, and you can see the foods you want to have and the foods you don't want to have. So I think consumers are really gravitating towards organics, and I know they had the labels there on your produce where it originated from, and now they've just removed that law. So now it makes it harder because a lot of people weren't buying anything from Mexico, right? I shy away from that. You know, if I see produce from Mexico. Now, consumers must be more aware of their foods and supplements than ever before. So the products made by apothecaries, for instance, they have been tested by ATF National Laboratory Center in Maryland. Chemical and organic olipic analysis were performed on their products and were found to be within normal limits. So there are few companies making herbal supplements which go through an 18-month test like that by an ATF lab to document the purity of the ingredients. So you want to insist on certified organic stuff. Tilth standards, like I said, it's the highest organic standard you can get. It's going to protect your health, okay? You may pay a little bit more, but personally, I'd rather pay for the healthy stuff than the doctor. So, you know, you can shop online for their products, thepowerherbs.com. You can get there, type in at herbtalklive.com.net, and get a free catalog. You know, look through it. If you got questions, give them a call. It's all about cleanse and nourish. And you got most internal medicine disease whooped when you clean up the lifestyle and you get the toxins out. Right. All right. I have a few minutes, so I am going to start a little topic. We may have to finish it next time, but we're going to be talking about some acidosis problems, which is really a pH disorder. Millions of people have either moderate or chronic acidosis, and doctors are not informing patients that this could be the cause of their other health problems. So if you leave it unchecked, acidosis creates a metabolic meltdown, if you will, over time, causing major organ failure. So most patients will get a prescription to manage their various symptoms with no resolution in sight. So we're going to take a look at, you know, what can be done about this pH imbalance. So what is it? Well, doctors will describe acidosis as an insulin issue when it's most often a diet issue. So people with chronic acidosis will experience a wide range of symptoms like digestive disorders, kidney malfunction, congestive heart failure, liver failure, and so forth. What happens is that through the consumption of these unhealthy foods, these problems develop. And when the body breaks down the fats in the food, acids are formed. If the body cannot neutralize enough of the acids, they will get stored in the body, in fat, and in the organs that become fatty, like your liver. So if the person's diet is such that the body is asked to get its energy from fat, then acids can be released, causing disease. And if there are too many toxic acids stored in the body's fat, the body will resist weight loss to protect it from the acids. And people with acidosis most often have excessive weight around the abdomen. So here's the lifestyles that tend to promote this problem. There are habits that can expose a greater risk of developing acidosis, and they are alcoholism, malnutrition from junk foods, and excessive sugar causing diabetic disease, and people who eat a high animal protein and fat diet with no carbohydrates will also have a high risk of developing acidosis. This creates a lot of lactic acid in the system and can harm the kidneys and liver. So if the acid permeates the blood system, it can lead to congestive heart failure or possibly cancer. So in chronic cases of acidosis, the person's breath can smell fruity. It is not uncommon that in severe cases, acid buildup in the system can put a person in shock, coma, or even death can occur. So acidosis, not a good thing. So what do they do to test for it? Well, it's a good idea to keep a check on your pH in your body, and most people can obtain some pH test strips and test their saliva or their urine. So to test blood for pH, a medical staff is going to be required. So the objective is to keep the pH level at a 6.9 in saliva or urine. For blood, the pH should be lower than 7.3. If you get a blood test, ask about the potassium, the glucose, the ketone, and the lactic acid as well, which will be above normal limits if there's acidosis in the system. So here are the ranges on those levels. Potassium normal range is 3.7 to 5.2. Glucose normal fasting should be over 100 mg or 140 or below 140 mg 2 hours after a meal. And your ketone, diabetics' high blood sugar varies, and your lactic acid should be 0.5 to 1. So, of course, your doctor can go over those ranges with you. Not a big problem. So what do they do to treat the symptoms? And that's what they're going to do, is treat symptoms, not get at the cause. Medical doctors, they're going to treat your symptoms of acidosis. They recommend using baking soda, sodium bicarbonate, citric acid drugs, Alka-Seltzer to lower the acid numbers, and in acute instances, you may be given an IV. Doctors may also prescribe drugs for blood pressure, insulin, seizure, nausea, and vomiting. A lot of physicians believe that chronic diseases such as diabetes and heart disease cause the acidosis, when in fact, and most often, it's the other way around. And in 1976, Dr. Robert Cohen and Dr. Frank Woods discovered that aside from internal medicine diseases caused by acidosis, it can also occur with the use of prescription medicines, various other toxins, and from genetic weaknesses. So your drugs could be causing your acidosis. And I see I'm about out of time, so we'll pick it up here next time. And talk about the drugs that could be predisposing you to acidosis problems, congestive heart failure, kidney failure, and some other things. Just, you know, just disrupting the whole shebang, you know, because there's a delicate balance there. God designed it, and it doesn't take much to, you know, upset the apple cart. But, you know, keep your whole foods basic and organic, and you can sidestep a lot of this problem, definitely, you know. Everything in moderation, too, on that alcohol. Absolutely. I'm out of time, but the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.